I forget who that was that say that to me. He said, well, there's a lot of fence around it. You know, they were just kind of laughing at my accent, I guess.
Okay. Now, a lot of times people will get very irked and utter an oath. Could you say what someone might use, something that's rarely used?
Well, I'll tell you, you call it swearing, is that
right,
what you mean?
Right.
But you know you haven't sworn until you take the name of God in
vain. Right. Right.
All these devil and hell and all that stuff is slang, but it is not cursing.
Mm-hmm.
You're only cursed when you take God's name in vain.
Okay.
But a lot of people call all this other cussing. They'll say, won't they? They'll say cussing, cursing, but it's not really until you take the name of the Lord in vain.
If somebody did something that was just really incredible, you just couldn't believe that they'd do it, why the same? Why the... Would you say the idea? When someone meets you, and what do you say, like, for a greeting or asking about their health?
I mean, how are you feeling today?
Okay. And if someone's been visiting and you hope that they'll be around again, you might say what?
Well, you mean come back.
Okay. And during Christmas, there are greetings that are used. Could you give me one?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Are there any others you've heard? Any that Negroes usually use?
I about run out of thinking now.
Like I've heard garbage collectors in the city, you know, use the word Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of as a greeting.
They holler that the
right.
First thing when you see a person holler Christmas gift, and they have to give you something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any others like that you've heard?
Christmas gift. I can't think of any right now.
Okay. When you see somebody on January 1st, what do you usually say?
About the New Year.
Right. Okay. So you might greet them with what?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if someone did something that you're very thankful for, you'd say, well, I'm much...
much obliged.
Okay. And if you're not sure whether you'll have time or not to do something, say, I'll have time.
I won't have time.
Or if you're pretty sure you will, you say,
I think I'll
have okay.
time.
Let's say, I have to go down to do some
shopping.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to have to do in a little while.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
If someone gave you or if you were presenting someone with a present, you'd have to do something to it first so they wouldn't know what it was. You'd what?
A rabbit present.
Okay, and yesterday you
wrapped it.
Okay. And when the person gets it, what are they going to do immediately? You tell them to open it, they're going to...
They generally do that, don't
so
they?
So what are they going to be doing? They're going to
untie
or
unwrap it.
Okay. And...
unwrap it.
What would be the opposite of a gain? It would be a...
loss.
Okay. And...